So here at Tales of the Cocktail 2018, I'm with Jabin Troth. He is the creator of License to Distill. Tell me about it again. It's the world's largest cocktail-driven Instagram. Is that right?
That's right. So craft cocktail-driven.
Okay.
So basically, it's an Instagram page that features amazing bartenders and bars all over the world. Obviously, the spirit brands that they're using to make their cocktails. And it's almost at 1.1 million followers. Started it 2.5 years ago. Definitely the fastest growing page for craft cocktails on Instagram and the largest.
Wait, okay. Well, that brings me to a lot of questions. What made you start this?
It was completely started as a hobby, just as being a fan of the cocktail scene. My wife and I started it on
as
a road trip.
Alcoholics, all you listening, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Enthusiast.
That's right. It sounds a lot classier. My wife and I started on a road trip. I had no social media of my own, knew I wanted to start a page and kind of try to see if I can figure out some stuff on social media, and did it just as a fan of the cocktail community. Started my first Instagram page. My wife did it in the car, licensed it still, came home from that trip and started posting stuff about cocktails.
Amazing. How long has it been around?
It's been 2.5 years. So it was January of 2016 is when we started it and did our first post.
2.5 years to 1.1 million followers.
Yeah, almost 1.1.
Almost. Okay. Humble. That's good. And you started it just as an enthusiast. You went to bars, you saw what they were doing, and you thought, this is photographable, this is shareable.
Absolutely. I wanted to do something that wasn't about me specifically, but that I could showcase something that I was really into, and definitely the cocktail culture, making cocktails at home, and then obviously experiencing all the amazing bars that we traveled to or were around our home area. It just became a natural evolution of wanting to showcase those bars and bartenders on my page.
And what is home? What's home area?
I'm in Orange County, Huntington Beach, California.
Yeah, right on.
So right in between LA and San Diego.
Nice. So you're hitting up Polite Provisions. You're going to Harbor and Stone. You're hanging out in LA and San Diego. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So you said this started as a hobby. At 1.1 million followers, you're not a hobby anymore. This is your job.
This is now my job. About 2 months after I started it, a company that I was doing sales for in the area where I live, been there for 15 years, and on a Wednesday afternoon, they pulled me in the office and said, hey, we're shutting down. And I went home with a box of stuff after 15 years.
So just laid off.
Yeah, done. That was two months after I started License to Distill, the Instagram page. So I had a little bit of time while they still owed me some commission and stuff to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. And I just dove in to see if I could make something of it. And 6 months later, my first real break, I guess, in the industry was Whistle Pig Whiskey hiring me to do their social media, which I've done for the last almost 2 years. Started that page in August of 2016.
So you've been working for Whistle Pig before it became such a massive following.
Well, we started, I convinced Whistle Pig to let me start a brand new page because I had a different thought process and that aligned with theirs on how their social media should look. And so we started a brand new page in August of 2016. And that page now is the third largest whiskey page in the world on Instagram, 176,000 followers.
And that's what's the name of that page?
Whistle Pig Whiskey.
Oh, it's the Whistle Pig.
Yeah.
Oh.
After we started that page, then, I convinced them to swap names so that we could actually make it the official page. Cause they had about 13,000 followers and they were concerned this new guy coming in saying, you know, hey, let me handle your social media. So we created this name, Whistle Pig Experience, for this new page. And they said, hey, Jabin, we'll see how you do. And when that page is bigger than our corporate page, we'll swap the names. Well, 1 week after I started, I called them up and I said, hey, we've got 15,000 followers on the new page. You've got 13,000 on the old one. I think we should swap the names.
Nice. So you just went in great guns and took it over. So you've been working for Whistle Pig for the first 6 months. And then you've got other clients as well, I'm sure.
So right now I was doing some more social media stuff for other brands outside the industry, but really this year my focus has shifted to creating content to be featured on my page for brands. Mm-hmm. And you know, brands have reached out over the years about being featured on my page, but what I noticed was everyone wanted to have their content on my page. And no offense, but a lot of the branded content that's out there doesn't fit really the social media profile of my page. It'll look too commercial. It'll feel like a billboard. So when I had a smaller following, no one really wanted to have me do this. But now all of a sudden, when I'm larger, they're open to me saying, hey, listen, I've got 2.5 years of experience seeing what works on my page. So let me take your brand and your brand story and your DNA and let me create that in a way that would be, you know, really viral on my page and of interest on my page. So we started doing collaborative
video. Let me heighten your brand without diluting mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I want my page to be authentic. I want it to be brands that I'm into, but I also want the content to be such that when people see it, it doesn't scream, this is a billboard. Right. You know, it needs to be interesting for them. So some of the initial collaborations that we had, I mean, we had videos that had millions of views and it was a quote unquote branded post, you know, for, for someone that's hired us, but it was done in a way that looked like other posts on my page.
Right. You want to be your show. You don't want to be a commercial.
Absolutely.
People don't watch the show for the commercials, only the Super Bowl.
And at the end of the day, these types of posts do much better because they get more eyeballs on them. The brand gets more eyeballs. Instagram has a tendency when they think that something's too branded, they tend to bury it unless you're going to put some advertising dollars behind it. So my focus is, let me see how I can make this as interesting as possible and yet have the branding be a little bit more subtle so that it reaches as many people as possible and it feels authentic to the page.
Outstanding. All right. Well, man, it's really great running into you here on the streets of Tales of the Cocktail, here at this Whistle Pig event for Mauve, right? God rest her. She died of a broken heart on Valentine's Day. And it's promotion for the new Whistle Pig.
So we got Boss Hog. Boss Hog 5 is coming out. So we did a licensed to still meet and greet at the Whistle Pig house, and they let me basically steal the bottle of the not yet released Boss Hog 5, and we're letting people try it and just meeting up with some of the Drinkstagrammers out there and that are here at Tales.
Awesome, man. Drinkstagrammers.
Drinkstagrammers.
Listen, man. Thank you. We can find you at obviously licensed to distill on Instagram and DM you for more information if you want to hook up and do some branded stuff or just to chat with you. That's how we met.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to see you here at Tales, buddy. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.